This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney, here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
This is Jeff Gaffney, and welcome to Everyday Faith. This show is dedicated to the conversation about how can we have faith or increase our faith every day, not just on Sundays. How can we live out our faith while running businesses, or working full-time, or going to school, or parenting full-time, whatever you're doing, or whatever season of your life you find yourself in. If you find yourself curious about faith, or searching for faith, or maybe your faith is running a little low, and you're in need of a faith boost, well, the next 30 minutes is just for you. Everyday Faith Radio is not part of any church or denomination. I've had the opportunity to share my faith with some of the good people here at Monticello Media, and they asked me if I would consider hosting a radio show with the idea of interviewing people in the community about faith and how to live out your faith every day. Well, I had to think about their nice offer, and I had to think and pray about it. And one day while reading the Bible, which is one of my favorite things to do, I came across the verse, Matthew 10:32. Whoever acknowledges me before people, I will acknowledge before my Father in heaven. So I felt like that was confirmation for me, and we started Everyday Faith Radio, and I'm so glad that you've chosen to listen in today. After we take a break, we're going to be visiting with one of the most anointed people I've ever had the privilege of getting to know, Pastor Gabe Turner. We're going to talk about his faith journey and so much more. And let me mention, if you have a comment, please email us. We're set up now. We have an email box at everydayfaithradio@gmail.com. We also have a prayer team set up if you would like some prayer or in need of some prayer, and we'd love to hear any of your praise reports. This is Everyday Faith, and we'll be back in just a moment. Please stay with us.
What's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. Nelson County Relay for Life 5K Run Walk will be on April 19th at 8:30 in the morning at the Nelson County High School. The Charlottesville Albemarle Convention and Visitors Bureau is sponsoring a photography contest designed to find the most captivating pictures of Charlottesville and Albemarle County. Deadline is April 20th. Spring for the Arts, an annual celebration to support the Piedmont Council for the Arts, will be on April 23rd from 5:30 until 8 p.m. at City Space on 5th Street Northeast in Charlottesville. And Fluvanna County is hosting an Earth Day event on April 26th from 10 a.m. until 2 in the afternoon in Pleasant Grove Park in Palmyra. If your charity or nonprofit organization has an event coming up, tell us about it. Email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@sevillestations.com. For more information about these and other events, go to our Concerts Events calendar at wchv.com.
Smart shopping is the name of the game these days. Now you can save money and at the same time make a difference by shopping at Twice as Nice, an upscale resale boutique in the Preston Plaza. Twice as Nice has fantastic prices every day. Plus, your purchase supports the residents of Mountainside Senior Living, JABA's award-winning assisted living community. So come in and save money on clothing, household treasures, and furniture, and help your community at the same time. Shop or donate between 10 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. It's a win-win.
Hi, I'm Bill Howard, and 20 years ago, after my father died from Alzheimer's disease, I started a golf tournament to benefit the Alzheimer's Association. The 16th annual Bill Howard Golf Tournament is May 1st at Birdwood, and the Derby Party and Silent Auction featuring Big Ray and the Cool Cats is May 2nd at the Omni Hotel. We've raised close to $1 million for the Alzheimer's Association to provide the programs and services families need when a loved one is diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Call 973-6122 to take part in this Charlottesville tradition.
And then you're out of desperation. No, you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney, here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. With us on the program today, we have Pastor Gabe Turner. He's the lead pastor of the Point Church at Charlottesville. Gabe, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, Jeff. It's such an honor to be here, spend a little time with you.
Oh, man. Tell me about, if you would, for our listeners, can you tell us a little bit about your faith journey and kind of how everything went for you?
Absolutely. You know, and my story is probably a lot like a lot of people in that was raised in a Christian home. Church growing up wasn't an option for us. And, we, you know, we were there whether we wanted to be or not. And, of course, at the time, through your adolescent years, you don't have much appreciation for that. But we were there, raised in church, and was a good kid growing up. Didn't get into much trouble at all, if any. You know, just really worked hard to please teachers and please my parents. And my brother, on the other hand, he was 7 years older, still is 7 years older than I am. And his journey was a lot different. And really, a crossroads for me was when my brother, who had gone through a lot of just difficult, challenging years, drugs, alcohol, you know, and you know, you can imagine all the rest. Basically, a friend of his shared the gospel with him one night at a party. He had just gotten saved, shared the gospel with him at a party. He came to know Christ. My brother did as a result of his friend's witness. And it was one of those, like, Saul to Paul conversions.
Wow.
Just incredible life change. And as a 15-year-old, seeing that life change in my brother, there was just this realization to me, like, hold on a minute. Like, Gabe, you've been a great kid growing up. You've been a religious kid growing up. Yet your brother now has something that you don't have. Like, this change, this joy, this just new life that was so obvious. Like, it was so obvious to me. Like, I didn't have that. Mm. And just seeing that change in his life, it kind of began to set the wheels in motion in my mind and heart. Hold on a minute. Like, I've got to be missing something here. And it was through his life, his testimony, his witness, that I came to this realization, like, in spite of all of my goodness, you know, Isaiah 64, our righteousness to that of God's is like filthy rags. You know, Romans 3:10, there's none righteous, no, not one. In spite of all of my goodness, I was still in need of Jesus Christ as my Savior. And so it was in that realization, like, the Holy Spirit just grabbed hold of my heart, and I surrendered my heart to Jesus Christ at the age of 15. And, you know, it wasn't like a stepping out of drugs, alcohol, into the light type of story. It was really stepping out of self-righteousness.
Wow.
Into Jesus Christ.
Is there a little bit of the prodigal son in that story? Just a touch of that?
Yes, absolutely. I think it, you know, and I think there's definitely similarities in that in every story, of course, that you hear someone coming to know Christ, but you know, just seeing again my brother, and I can imagine, you know, what that, you know, the other brother who didn't go from home, you know, what he was wrestling through, and obviously the questions he had to wrestle with internally as he saw that reconciliation between the wayward son and the father.
So let me keep going with your journey. So you came to know Jesus, and then you go on, graduate from high school, go on to college at JMU, go Dukes, and tell us, you know, at what point did you feel or hear the calling to go into ministry? When did that come upon you?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I started preaching at like the age of 17, and it started with the youth Sunday at churches. You know how that is, and that's the Sunday that the entire youth group takes over the service. Well, I guess I was kind of the ringleader of the group at the time, and so, you know, naturally you had your scripture reader and you had your ushers and you had your, you know, your acolytes, of course, and my job in the service was, hey, you're the one that's going to deliver the message. And so I'll never forget, it was just an illegal pad that I did my best to write out the first message I ever preached. And I preached from John 14:6, and out of that, like, it went well. Like, people were listening, like, wow, that was cool. I got a lot of positive feedback, of course, which you would expect. They're telling a high schooler, like, good job. What else would they tell you? But really, it was amazing, because out of that, like, a lot of other doors began to open to go and to share the word. And for a while, you know, I think, okay, well, this is something every believer should want to do. Every believer should do this. And slowly but surely, God began to kind of turn my heart in the direction of, you know, like, Gabe, there's something that God has for you, something I have for your life. And so I would even say from as early as my late teenage years, begin to sense God was steering my heart in that direction. I taught and coached for 5 years in public school, but still was always actively involved in ministry. But, you know, even that season of teaching and coaching, like, I appreciate this radio program so much, and that's where the faith, I mean, it's got to be so real. And that's what God wants, is for it to make its way into our everyday life like that.
Tell us about, if you would, because it's been a fairly miraculous growth of the Point Church of Charlottesville. Can you give us some of the highs and lows of, now we're going to start a church in Charlottesville, Virginia. That's what we need, is another church.
And yeah.
Yet you've done amazing things. And gosh, what an organization you have.
Well, you know, and the way that we have viewed it from the very beginning is that Jesus said, Matthew 16, it's my church and I'm going to build it. And I rest in that daily. The good days, I celebrate that. The tough days, I lean into that truth as well. You know, we have an amazing journey as far as planting the Point, starting the Point. But, you know, definitely highs, lows, you know, they can fluctuate week to week, day to day, as they do for everybody else in life. And we've seen an amazing period of growth in these first 4.5 years. But I should say that it all comes down to, from day one, we just recognized, hey, we're getting in on how God is moving. Like, where is God moving? And God's moved in Charlottesville, in this area, this region, for many, many years. He was just now calling us to come and to get into that, step into that movement that he was already doing through many other great churches, great pastors, great leaders in this area.
Don't you sense that in Charlottesville, God is doing something really, really big in this town? I mean, I just kind of sense it. I see kind of some church growth. I see people starting to really be on fire for the Lord. And I just sense, you know, kind of businesses, churches, families, I just sense a real kind of sense of revival going on.
Amen. And you know, it's so true, because church is unlike any other type of organization, in the sense that the more there are that are strong and growing and vibrant, just as a whole, it just pushes the darkness back, you know, across a city, across a region.
Yes.
And, I mean, you know, we know Scripture says that the battle is not against flesh and blood. It's a spiritual battle. And so the more strong, healthy, growing, vibrant churches we have, the more it benefits the kingdom as a whole, and the greater the light, the witness of the light in the darkness.
This is Everyday Faith, and we're talking with Gabe Turner, the lead pastor at the Point Church of Charlottesville. Gabe, before we take a break, what would you say to any of our listeners who are considering faith, or they're curious about faith, but maybe they just haven't really kind of had the encounter that you have had? They haven't really, you know, heard from God. They're starting to ask questions. What would you say to them in terms of how to prime the pump of faith?
Yeah, that's a really great question. And my suggestion would be is just to take time to investigate the Word of God, the Scripture. You know, we've all had experiences with people, other Christians. I mean, let's be honest, like, we're not who we should be all the time. And, you know, thankfully, God never expects it to be perfect. We're forgiven. We're redeemed in Him. And so I would just say that you look past anything that you're holding on to, that you're trying to use as like a smokescreen for maybe what you sense God is doing in your life. Dive into the Scriptures. John 3, the Gospel of John, a great book to begin with, just to begin to read about the life of Jesus. Who was Jesus while he was on this earth? Like, what difference did he make? What were his claims? And really begin to see Jesus for who he says he is, not for a lot of times our misunderstandings or our perceptions, I guess, through the wrong lens.
I oftentimes have heard others talk about, if you don't have faith, maybe one place to start would be to think to yourself, what if it is true? What if the Bible is true? And just take your study in that direction, and you go, well, maybe I'm not there. Maybe I don't have a hold of this faith yet, but let me just, as you were just saying, let me just explore God's word and open the Bible and maybe talk with some folks who have maybe a larger measure of faith than you have, and see if you can kind of just explore it from the perspective of what if it is true?
Amen. Yeah, and that's very, very wise. You know, because if you think about it, when it comes to the claims of Jesus Christ, like, they are so, they're so clear, so straightforward, and it's so true that if what he is saying is true, then it at least, it deserves investigation.
Yes.
And it deserves time to just investigate it and then see where that leads from there.
Yes, yes, yes. This is Everyday Faith. We're talking with Pastor Gabe Turner. We're going to take a break, but please don't go away. We are going to, when we get back, we are going to talk about one of the great verses in the Bible. We're going to be back in just a moment. Please don't go away.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. The 4th Annual 5K Run Walk to benefit the Fluvanna SPCA will be on April 12th at the Lake Monticello Golf Course. Race starts at 7:30 in the morning. The Virginia Institute of Autism is holding its annual Run for Autism 5K, 8 a.m. April 12th at Charlottesville High School. Literacy Volunteers of Charlottesville, Albemarle County presents its 7th annual Wordplay fundraising event, April 16th, Paramount Theater, starting at 7 p.m. And the Charlottesville Albemarle Regional Jail will be hosting its 5th annual golf tournament on Thursday, May 22nd at the Lake Monticello Golf Course. If your charity or nonprofit organization has an event coming up, tell us about it. Email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@sevillestations.com. For more information about these and other events, go to our concerts events calendar at wchv.com.
Shopping is the name of the game these days. Now you can save money and at the same time make a difference by shopping at Twice as Nice, an upscale resale boutique in the Preston Plaza. Twice as Nice has fantastic prices every day. Plus, your purchase supports the residents of Mountainside Senior Living, JABA's award-winning assisted living community. So come in and save money on clothing, household treasures, and furniture, and help your community at the same time. Shop or donate between 10 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. It's a win-win.
Hi, I'm Bill Howard, and 20 years ago, after my father died from Alzheimer's disease, I started a golf tournament to benefit the Alzheimer's Association. The 16th annual Bill Howard Golf Tournament is May 1st at Birdwood, and the Derby Party and Silent Auction featuring Big Ray and the Cool Cats is May 2nd at the Omni Hotel. We've raised close to $1 million for the Alzheimer's Association to provide the programs and services families need when a loved one is diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Call 973-6122 to take part in this Charlottesville tradition.
And then you're out of desperation. No, you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney, here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
Welcome to Everyday Faith. Jeff Gaffney, your host. With us today, we have Gabe Turner, who is the lead pastor at the Point Church at Charlottesville. Gabe, we're going to break down a couple of my favorite Bible verses here. I'm going to read the first one. Well, let me mention, last week we had Philippians 4:13, very familiar verse, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Mm. We're going to stay in the book of Philippians. We're going to do Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7. And this verse is one that is near and dear to my heart. I still cling to this verse because it's about anxiety and being
yes.
nervous. And there seems to be a lot of anxiety in the world today. There's a lot of things to be anxious about. Let me read this verse, and if you don't mind, if we could break it down a little bit and kind of give it to me from your perspective, I'll share a little bit from mine. So Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Talk to me, Pastor Gabe.
Oh, my goodness. This verse is one that has been a memory verse for as long as I can remember. And, you know, at the end of the day, I think if you were to summarize, like, in one point what that's saying, it's that worry and prayer cannot coexist in our hearts and our minds. And that means that at the end of the day, I'm going to yield to one of those things. Am I going to yield to worry, or am I going to yield to prayer? Mm-hmm. But you can't yield to both at the same time. Mm-hmm. And it's so true that whatever it is that controls me, it controls me because at some point I've chosen to yield to it. And there's such freedom in that, that, again, if you think about the nature of it, don't worry about anything, but in everything with prayer and petition with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And it's like God is wanting to hear, you know, our worries, our cares. Yes. You know, and it's almost like, I mean, God knows what we're worrying about. He knows what's making us anxious or, you know, creating the anxiety. But I think that God, a lot of times we miss this in prayer. God wants us to get specific with it, like name it out, say it out. And I think a lot of times in doing that, we realize, hold on a minute, like I'm not yielding to God in this. I'm yielding to worry, this mm-hmm. thing that's creating the mm-hmm. worry. And so when you think about that verse, don't worry about anything, but in everything, with prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, that word petition there, it means specific, getting specific. And with thanksgiving is really cool because when we're thankful, what we're communicating is, God, I know you've had this in the past. Like, you've got this. Mm-hmm. You've got it because I've seen you take care of it in the past. Mm-hmm. And man, it's such an amazing truth.
In our household, we talk about this a lot because everybody has things that make them nervous, things that make them anxious, things that brings on worry. And so in our house, my wife and I, we like to continually pour into our kids on this verse, is what we like to call God's economy.
Yes.
And by that, we're saying the economy here is that when we're talking with our family, we're saying, listen, you can hand over this big bag of worries, whatever it is that has you all gummed up, and whatever it is, if you're a college student, you know, you're worried about your grades, you're worried about graduation. If you're a business person, you know, sometimes in business today, you're worried about making payroll. You're worried about, is that next deal going to happen? And then we have, you know, some folks that are you know, really struggling with their marriage. Whatever the worry is that's starting to kind of consume and eat at you, you hand that over to God. And the great economy, the great exchange here is that he's going to hand back to you,
amen,
his peace.
Yes.
And what a great deal that is.
Oh, that's incredible. You will not find that deal anywhere else on the face of the planet. It's so true. It is absolutely true. And it makes you realize, in the way that you've just painted that picture, is that, like, why would we carry these burdens and this weight and this anxiety when there's an option that we have to hand this over to God, and he says, here's my peace in exchange
right,
for that.
Right.
Wow. It's amazing.
Well, and Gabe, you've always been one of those guys that I have seen that you have a peace about you. And so I know that you, you know, have taken hold of this verse. And I will tell you, this is a verse, when it was first introduced to me, I like to write down my verses on index cards, and I carry them around in my pocket. And this is one of the very first verses that in my business life, I had somebody come to me with a whole lot of worries, a whole lot of anxieties, and they kind of just dropped them at my feet, and I didn't really know what to do, how to counsel them. And I just remember that moment where I kind of reached in and grabbed my index card, yeah, and I said, well, have you tried this? And so I want to encourage any of our listeners who maybe they find themselves really being consumed by worry, really, really anxious, whether it's a health issue, a marriage issue, somebody in the family is dealing with an addiction issue, is that this verse, if you can really grab a hold of it, Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7, I found it's good for the soul.
Yeah, and that last part of verse 7, you know, will guard your hearts. The peace of God which passes all understanding, so it's beyond our comprehension. Beyond that comprehension, it says, we'll guard our hearts and minds in Jesus Christ. And, you know, the battle, it rages in the mind.
Yes.
You know, it rages in the mind. It takes place in the heart as well, obviously. I think of Proverbs 4:23, above all else, guard the heart, for from it flows the wellspring of life. You know, it's just one of those things that there are some things we just can't handle. And, what a great opportunity to ask God, to invite God, to invite the Holy Spirit to guard the heart, guard the mind, as that anxiety just attempts to overwhelm us and control us.
And then, you know, the exchange on the what you're receiving, when you have that peace, that allows you to navigate
yes.
through the issue that you're facing. But if you lack that peace to try to navigate while you're worried and anxious, a lot of times you're going to end up making the wrong decision.
You make, yes. That peace is what brings clarity to decisions. That peace is what also allows you to just continue to move forward, take step by step, moving forward, knowing, again, that you can rest in God because he's got this.
I want to go to another verse. So that's New Testament. I want to go into the Old Testament, and I have developed a fondness for the Psalms. I find that I can relate to a lot of the issues that David wrote a lot of the Psalms, especially when you find yourself in challenging times. You can really find some motivation and some enlightenment reading the Psalms. But here's one I want to hit, and we're running out of time, but it's Psalm 27:6. And I'm wondering your perspective on this, Gabe Turner. And now my head shall be lifted above my enemies all around me. Therefore, I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord.
Yeah, I mean, and now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. I mean, who doesn't know what that's like?
Right.
To just feel like you're surrounded and overwhelmed by the enemy, by enemies, right. You know, but by people in general. And he says, therefore, in the middle of that, therefore, for this reason, I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing yes, I will sing praises of the Lord. There's just such a strong determination there in the psalmist's voice. You know, you think about that word sacrifices of joy. Joy is something we choose. And I have found that even in the darkest, most difficult times, if I can choose to give thanks, it's like it's just choosing to give thanks for what I can give thanks for. It's amazing how God will take the heart and the mind and completely turn it. It's just a breakthrough spiritually. And ultimately, this is what God wants for us. You know, think of what 1 Thessalonians says, pray without ceasing, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Jesus Christ. So just taking that, whatever it is you're going through, choosing to give thanks, and it leads to breakthrough of joy.
We have another expression at our dinner table that we cover. It's you know, if somebody's having a little bit of a pity party, we will remind each other, and we have to do this regularly, to praise your way out of that pit.
Yes.
And if you can, as you said before, if you can get your mind into a place where you're giving thanks, and I found that as we give thanks, we can end up being reminded of the things that we're thankful for,
yeah.
And in that sparks the joy.
Amen.
So, gosh, Gabe Turner, can I please get you back on this show again?
Come anytime, Jeff.
And make sure you check out the Point Church in Charlottesville. Mm-hmm. This is Everyday Faith. And don't forget, please send us your comments, everydayfaithradio@gmail.com. Thank you so much for spending your Sunday with us. We'll see you next Sunday. Have a great day.